Welcome to part three of the Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast. My name is Mark Gunn. We're going to talk a little bit about Celtic Christmas traditions because one of the songs that I included on my new album, Celtic Christmas Greetings, is called Let's Have a Celtic Christmas. And the song was based on the idea of Celtic Christmas traditions. So I'm going to start by sharing some of the Irish Christmas traditions and then we'll go from there. One of the oldest traditions is the Christmas candle, which is the idea of you put a lighted candle in the window of a house on Christmas Eve. The purpose, of course, was to welcome Mary and Joseph as they traveled looking for shelter. However, it was also used as a symbol to a safe place for priests to perform mass during the penal times when this was not allowed since it's a primarily Catholic country. After an evening meal on Christmas Eve, the kitchen table was set and a loaf of bread filled with caraway seeds and raisins and a pitcher of milk and a large lit candle was placed by the door of the house and it was left unlatched so that again, Mary and Joseph, who might wander by, could avail them of the welcome. Wren Day is celebrated in various parts of Ireland on St. Stephen's Day, which is the 26th of December, by dressing up in straw masks and colorful clothing and accompanied by a traditional Ceilidh music band, parading through the town and villages. Originally a band of small boys known as Wren Boys hunted down a real wren until they were either caught it or killed it. Once the bird was dead, the boys would carry it around the town on a pole decorated with ribbons, wreaths, and flowers. The lively bird is now replaced by a fake one that is hidden. Now, Christmas celebrations in Ireland are finished on Little Christmas, also known as Epiphany, which is January 6th. And that's usually when people will take down their Christmas decorations. The placing of a ring of holly on doors originated in Ireland, as holly was one of the main plants that flourished at Christmas time, which gave the poor ample means with which to decorate their dwellings. And of course, Nelechanad Eve, which is the Irish greeting for Merry Christmas to you. And so that's how you say Happy Christmas. Nelechanad Eve. Now, Scotland has their own traditions, according to the Celtic History newsletter. Christmas Eve was often a good time for divination. One tradition was to have every unmarried person present an egg and drop the contents into the glass. The shape that the white of the egg formed was interpreted to indicate the occupation of the future spouse. The eggs were then mixed with milk and oatmeal and baked as a cake. If the cake should break while it was baking, it was a sign of bad luck. The burning of rowan at Christmas was a sign of burning away mistrust and jealousy between family, friends, and neighbors. And they also had their Yule bread, which was an unleavened bread similar to bannock. In some areas, it was baked at specific times on Christmas Eve between noon and 6. And in also some other areas, the person who found a trinket baked into the Yule bread would have good luck. Yule ale was specifically brewed for Yule, made of hops, root ginger, and molasses. And on Christmas Day, the first person to open the door in the morning would prosper the most that year. A table or chair would be placed in the doorway, covered with a clean cloth, and set with cheese and bread or bannock for visitors. You can read more about some of these Celtic Christmas traditions at CelticChristmasMusic.net. Now, this song, Let's Have a Celtic Christmas, was written by my friend Ree Sheridan Rose, who I've worked with on a number of albums, including my album Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, and we're actually collaborating on an album of steampunk music for the future. But I was down to the wire. I wanted something that could capture Celtic Christmas traditions, a song specifically about Celtic Christmas traditions. So I emailed Ree and said, hey, can you help me out and help me write some lyrics? And she came back with a fantastic set of lyrics that you'll hear in just a moment, which includes some of the Celtic traditions for Christmas, as well as some of the bit of magic and blarney, I think, that is a huge part of Celtic culture. I absolutely love this song. It turned into one of my favorites on the album. Tune in between is Harvest Home. It was put together by Nathan Deese, who plays the flute on that. And I was really excited when I asked him to add a melody and he picked one out that I actually knew. I got really excited. All around, I think this is a fantastic little short recording but it's a lot of fun. Here's Let's Have a Celtic Christmas.
Holly, ivy, mistletoe, the yew branch on the wall, all of these have Celtic roots, we celebrate them all. A candle in the window to call the traveler home, a symbol of tradition wherever we may roam. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, it's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. In the fireplace, the new lit from the old, it burns for all the evening and brings on luck foretold. Decorations on a yule tree, the way we often do, bright stars upon the pine boughs, yes, that was Celtic too. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, it's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. Christmas, our modern Santa Claus was once a Celtic fellow, now does that give you pause? So hang a wreath upon your door and set the Guinness out, let's have a Celtic Christmas, that's what it's all about. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, it's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, let's make a new tradition and share a Celtic cheer. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, let's make a new tradition and share a Celtic cheer.
Thanks so much for listening. My name is Mark Gunn. I am the Celt father, a Celtic musician, and your podcast host, also host of the Celtic Christmas podcast. If you haven't subscribed to that podcast, go over to CelticChristmasPodcast.com. And you can find more information about this show at CelticChristmasMusic.net. Thanks so much for listening. Nala Kanadiv.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.